A short-term bout of warming will be occurring as we move forward through the weekend into early next week, but it won't last long. There will be some more cooling taking place shortly thereafter. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network, and it looks like temperatures this afternoon across the region will be stuck in the teens for the most part. There'll be a few lower 20s out there, but it'll be a chilly day today, and then the warm-up will start a little bit sluggishly tomorrow with teens and lower 20s a little bit more common. If you get out close to the Missouri River Valley, you'll see temperatures maybe in the middle and upper 20s, but nothing much warmer than that until we get to Sunday. Sunday's temperatures will be in the 20s across a big part of our region, with some 30s in the Missouri River Valley, even some 40 degree temperatures out in western portions of South Dakota. And then on Monday, we'll probably see a repeat with the temperatures still in the 20s and 30s across most of our region. Remember, we've got a lot of snow out there. How can you forget, right? And it looks like that snow is going to continue to work against our warming trend. There's just too much of the snow on the ground, and it's reflecting back too much of the heat, and so we won't get much warmer than 20s. And on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, a frontal system will come across the region. The temperatures will cool back down into some teens once again for the afternoon temperatures. But really, that's not too bad for this time of the year. It could be a lot worse, as you know. Our nighttime low temperatures will continue to be in the negative and positive single digits on Saturday morning, but we will warm up a little bit on Sunday and Monday with some single digits and teens possible. After that, we'll turn right around to cool back down a little bit towards the early to middle part of next week. Now, we're not expecting to see much in the way of significant precipitation for the region, at least not for the next few days. There will be a couple of minor disturbances that'll push through the region, but they are not going to have much moisture to work with, so it will be basically dry. A cool high pressure center will be present with us today, and that's certainly going to keep the sun out across most of the region, but again, it'll still be a little on the chilly side. That high pressure system will shift to the east as we go through the weekend. Still present on Saturday for the most part, though. There will be a south wind beginning to return across the heart of the Dakotas on Saturday, and eventually into the western portions of Minnesota as we go Saturday night into early Sunday. After that, the south wind will likely continue to help us warm up a little bit, and that's the reason why Sunday's weather is going to be much better. And then we will see a frontal system coming across the region as we get into next week, and there will be a chance for some snowfall across North Dakota and maybe the northeasternmost counties in South Dakota, as well as Minnesota's central and north. And that snow is expected to be brief and light, but we could pick up on a couple of inches of accumulation with that event, maybe something a little bit greater near the Canada border. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.